This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says the city will cooperate with the White House when it comes to deporting criminals, but the mayor said he would not allow arrests in places like schools and churches.
I think that's not what our military officers or our ICE officers should be doing, and so we'll challenge it in court, and we'll try to get injunctions to stop those practices.
Johnston was speaking to CNN. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is reviewing its policies on inmate mail after a lawsuit from a prison rights organization. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The lawsuit was filed by the Human Rights Defense Center, a national criminal justice reform group. They print copies of a magazine called Prison Legal News and Criminal Defense News. Both were rejected by the Jeffco Jail. The group claims that violates free speech rights. A sheriff's spokesman says, though, it's a misunderstanding. The Jeffco Jail rejects all books and magazines that don't come directly from a publisher. He says they plan to reevaluate their policy in light of the lawsuit. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado unions have launched a new effort to fight climate change and guarantee jobs on clean energy projects. Climate Jobs Colorado wants to carve out high-paying union positions for projects like wind farm construction. They're supporting Senate Bill 5, which would remove a requirement for a second election when workers want to join a union. Here's Dennis Doherty with Colorado's AFL-CIO.
We're going to have a lot of union members down at the Capitol Tuesday to move Colorado to a free bargaining state.
A hearing for the bill is scheduled for Tuesday. This is CPR News.